So what are your expectations for Thursday's election now?
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting day on Thursday. I think people are still considering. I think there's still people that haven't made up their minds. There's certainly lots of people that are telling voters what to think and telling them how to vote. But I think this election is a referendum on corruption. I know people don't want to see the Liberals be given a pass again. They don't want Dalton McGuinty to be laughing up his sleeve on Thursday morning, or Friday morning, rather, after the results are in. So I believe people are seriously looking at the NDP this time.
You continue to use the word corruption. Can I just ask you what you mean by that? I mean, in the true definition of corruption, what is it you mean?
Well, I mean, we have a government that used tax dollars for their own political purposes, and then they tried to hide the information and broke the law while doing so. There's nothing I don't think more corrupt than that. It's behavior that has literally taken money wrongly from the public purse to use for political reasons.
So are you calling the party corrupt or any particular person corrupt?
Well, I've used the term corrupt Liberal Party. I mean, Ms. Lynn likes to pretend somehow things are different, but the last time I checked, it's the same old characters around the table, maybe in different seats, but certainly the same old characters.
I guess what's curious to me is the last time I heard a politician, which was Rob Ford, suggest that there was corruption at City Hall, he got sued and had to, you know, answer through the courts. Because there's got to be some kind of proof of some personal private gain or some bribery involved. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I think that people look at the way the Liberals have behaved and they see clearly that's just not acceptable. And so I also hear a lot of people are not excited about Mr. Hudak's plan. I think people think that he doesn't make much sense these days. And so they're seriously looking at the New Democrats as a way to stop Hudak and to not reward that corrupt Liberal behavior.
So, again, do you expect to win on Thursday and to become Premier?
I am absolutely running to be the Premier of this province and firmly believe that the voters will make their decision on the 12th. I would hope that I'm given the opportunity to implement a plan that respects people's tax dollars and invests them in their priorities.
And I know you don't want to discuss this possibility. I just spoke with Tim Hudak, and he doesn't want to either. But what happens if the election result turns out to be exactly the same as it was when you pulled the plug?
Well, you know, I am certainly going to, as I said, respect the decision of Ontarians. I think that they have an important decision on Thursday. I knew that people wanted to see change. They told me they were fed up with the Liberals, particularly when we saw the OPP roll up to Queen's Park and start removing hard drives. That's when folks told me enough was enough. So I'm going to wait for their decision on Thursday, and I'm going to respect that because ultimately it's their decision to make, and they will choose the right decision no matter what, because that's our democracy.
Well, you say you'll respect their decision, but if it turns out to be either a Liberal or a Tory minority government, you've already said that you cannot support a party that will cut 100,000 jobs, nor can you support a corrupt government. So who are you going to support if it's one of the other two?
Or who will be supporting me is the question. I mean, really, I believe that it's anything is possible on Thursday, and I'm going to wait to see what the voters decide. And I am definitely in the race as Premier of this province and look forward to whatever role they give me.
Okay, we'll all sit on pins and needles Thursday night. Nice to talk with you.
My pleasure, John. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.